Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad, which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Zenzation Salad, only at Zaxby's.
Kiosk delayed interest payments in debt restructuring deal with external bilateral creditors, but no haircut on principal. Also in this bulletin, Ghana Revenue Authority goes after public institutions and other firms over tax arrears as it embarks on debt collection exercise to recover all outstanding monies due the state. Plus, on our food chain, we will hear from traders who are anxious as the price hikes of tomatoes adversely impact their sales. We have these and more for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka, and look now at our stories. Government has secured delayed payments on interest and postponement on maturity date in restructured debt deal with bilateral creditors. This is what Joy Business has picked up from persons with knowledge of the current negotiations with these creditors. George Yafe tells us more.
These are some of the terms captured in the agreement on the Memorandum of Understanding the government has reached with the bilateral creditors through the Official Creditor Committee. However, based on what we have picked up, one cannot say that everything has been finalized. This is because the Memorandum of Understanding is just the broad framework. However, government now has to move and engage each individual country in terms of what can be described as the final deal when it comes to restructuring the $13.4 billion owed these creditors. One is also not clear for now how these terms that government has reached with these bilateral creditors could influence the current discussions with the Eurobond holders, especially when these commercial creditors are also pushing for what can be described as equal terms for all the creditors. Some analysts have argued that despite Ghana securing this delayed interest payment, it has to set up an escrow account and start putting some money aside until the time is up to start making the payments.
George Yafe filed that report. Now, the Ghana Revenue Authority has announced that it will in the coming days embark on a debt collection exercise to help recover all outstanding taxes due the state. The authority in a statement said the exercise will cover all categories of taxpayers. As such, it is advising all persons who have outstanding arrears to move now and settle their obligations. It added that it will use all enforcement tools to retrieve the unpaid taxes by the end of this week. To some other stories, the Ghana Union of Traders Association, GUTA, has attributed the occurrence of under-invoicing among traders to high taxes and levies imposed on imports. According to its president, Joseph Obeng, the tall list of taxes on imported goods makes it expensive and difficult to comply. He spoke at a Customs Controls and Regulations Forum organized by the Ghana Investment Promotion Center.
And the invoicing is going to be with us for a long time because the taxes that we pay, about 22. If you pay a tax duty, your goods that you have imported attract duty of 20%. You know how much cumulatively you pay at the end as a duty, because the 20% will be charged on your invoice value. So if your invoice value is $100,000, customs will charge 20% and then slap the 20% again on the $100,000 to become $120,000 before they charge the VAT, which accumulates to about 22%, and then they charge you again about 15% cumulatively, and so one have to contend with $55,000 to pay duty. So whether you're a Christian or not, your integrity will be impugned. But if you do that, compliance is not assured.
Joseph Obeng is the president of the Ghana Union of Traders Association, GUTA, speaking there. Now, Caribbean island Anguilla is offering Ghanaian investors in their economy a path to securing British passport if they invest up to $750,000 in their country. The move is part of efforts by the British Overseas Territory to attract more investment into their economy, including tax breaks and other incentives. Ellis Webster is the Prime Minister of Caribbean Island and has been speaking to Joy Business.
So a Ghanaian who comes in under that regime certainly has many options. We also have where you can contribute $150,000 or more to a capital development fund, where you help us to develop our infrastructure, but that also gives you permanent residence. And then there's a third option, which is a tax advantage, where you basically invest $400,000 and then $75,000 a year for 4 years, and you get the same permanent residence that then allows you the same opportunities to go to citizenship.
Ellis Webster is the Prime Minister of Caribbean Island Anguilla, speaking to Joy Business there. Now, online toll operator WACNOW has reiterated its commitment to ensuring that customers receive quality services at affordable prices. According to the country manager of WACNOW Ghana, Joyce Okpokiri, the company will continuously churn out innovative solutions to meet customer demand. She's been speaking to Joy Business.
WACNOW is a one-stop travel shop for everything flights, hotel, visa, packages, rides, transfers, corporate travels, affiliate travels, and you name it. For WACNOW, we pride ourselves to be innovative. We're constantly, you know, looking at new ideas on how to get the customer more comfortable to using our product. We want to get the best deals in the market that the customer is able to, you know, be sure that when they come to WACNOW, they're getting the best product, they're getting innovative services and effective services as well.
Country manager for WACNOW Ghana, Joyce Okpokiri, speaking to Joy Business there. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Already, there is a threefold upsurge in prices of tomato owing to the high exchange rate of the CFA, scarcity of tomatoes, and influx of unauthorized sale of other brands. Emmanuel Bright Kweku has been interacting with traders and the national chairman of the association, Eric Osei-Tufour, for this week's episode of Food Chain.
When I 20, I 50 years. I 100. So, we don't save on our money.
Madia sells tomatoes at the racecourse market in Kumasi. She explains the prices of the commodity aggregated into smaller quantities on the market.
Surprise number for my. Yes, we sham and actually.
If the prices decreases, we will aggregate more. If they were buying, we can easily pay the wholesaler.
The price of the commodity has in recent times seen an astronomical increase on the local markets. A box of tomatoes sold at 600 Ghana cedis in the preceding year now goes for a minimum of 2,100 Ghana cedis per the imported box. Retailers of the commodity continue to blame the price hikes to high exchange rates.
The entire amount of wire dinner and I think you am for any to society.
We do not expect the prices to reduce anytime soon. The prices are increasing because of the situation in Burkina Faso.
Other vendors are attributing the price upsurge to the influx of some unauthorized sale of the commodity. They explain the sale of the tomato fruits, usually packaged in paper boxes as these, is affecting the market.
The tomatoes sold in
the paper boxes is really affecting us. We are badly impacted by
it. Militant activities in tomato farming communities in the French countries still persist.
One driver on the daytime at Dachina, Oroko.
They lost one of our drivers a week ago. Drivers are refusing to go to certain farming communities in Burkina Faso.
Was the one to the phone, was shown, Papa, or you, sir, as it's as a career.
yalokwa about odidwane kana omoko de mewesena dabun tumu kana monko.
The ECOWAS imposed sanctions on Burkina Faso following a military overthrow which subsequently saw the junta-led countries revoke its membership in the regional bloc. But could this pose a threat to the Ghanaian market, as Burkina Faso is the sole supplier of tomatoes to the country?
Eric Osetofo is the national chairman of the Ghana National Tomato Traders and Transporters Association.
ECOWAS, they have free movement of goods, free movement of people and everything. But right now, you have to, when you get there, formally they were not asking of our identity. But right now, when we get there, they want everybody on board of the vehicle to give out his or her identity before you give it, giving passage.
For Joy Business, my name is Emmanuel Bright Kweku.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.